In this podcast, we will understand what does foreign travel insurance cover. So listen to this podcast till the end, you will get to learn a lot. You are listening to the Anuj Vora Show. Here I share my thoughts, knowledge, ideas and opinions about personal finance, investment, marketing, business and economics. So keep learning and enjoy. So earlier we talked about why you need a travel insurance if you are a frequent flyer. Today we will discuss what does foreign travel insurance cover. While buying any insurance, for example health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, home insurance and all the different type of insurance, we always check that what that particular insurance covers and how it can be beneficial to us. So with the same concept, we also need to figure out how does a foreign travel insurance work and why it is important to have and what does it cover. So let's understand it. Although different policies have different benefits covered in travel insurance, but if we talk about broad perspective, what foreign travel insurance covers. So it typically covers a medical emergency, either due to sickness or an accident. It covers medical allowances in the event of hospitalization. It also covers the sum assured in the case of death or permanent disability due to accident. The loss of baggage is there also. The loss due to delay in flights is also included. So mainly all these things are included, but this is not an exhaustive list. Each insurer or policy company will have its own coverage and features. The features and coverage are needed to be studied carefully before buying. So these are the things that you need to consider before buying a travel insurance policy. So the first is coverage of risk and features. The second is duration and countries covered. The third is which health services are covered. The fourth is list of network hospitals where an insurance card is accepted. So this is the most important thing to consider, that if the policy that you are having has no that much effective network, then there is no point to buy that particular policy. There should be a huge network of hospitals, so that in the worst case scenario, you can easily manage to get a hospital where your insurance is accepted. Another thing to consider while buying a travel insurance policy is the plans which offer cashless cover, so that no cash needs to be arranged in that particular country. Now, there are times that you don't have that much foreign exchange in your hand for the medication. You only have your currency, or you only have a card or something like that. But if you have this kind of facility where you don't have to pay money in cash, you can use the cashless card or cashless system for your medication. And the final thing to consider is the copay charges, if there are any. Now, the obvious question that you would have in your mind is that what the hell is copay charges? So copay charges is nothing but a fixed amount that is charged depending on the medical services provided. So these are the most important things that you need to consider before buying a travel insurance policy. And also we discussed that what does foreign travel insurance cover. So I hope it helps. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is ANUJV21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.